I'm here with Marjorie Lajoie and Zachary Laga of Canada, who are our reigning Junior World Champions and have just finished their free dance at Finlandia Trophy, where they've come in fourth. You've come into your first senior season as reigning Junior World Champions. I heard you say in the mix zone just now that you got a bit nervous. What's it been like? Have you felt a lot of pressure, or what's your experience been so far?
Yeah, for the first competition, I felt a lot of pressure because we were coming back from Junior World Champion, and going to senior was like, okay, we need to do a big step. And now for this one, we said, okay, we need to calm down and just take it step by step. And it's okay to not be as great as the first one. It's just normal, and it's part of the journey, you know, to just take it one step at a time.
So is that how you're going to approach the season, sort of take it competition by competition, or have you set any sort of goals for you
like
get to?
We set goals, but at one point, like, we can't do nothing about it. Like, we just have to skate good, and it kind of sucks that you have to do your best, but like you're not necessarily gonna have the results you want. It's only destiny. Genre, tu peux pas aller plus loin que ton niveau que t'as. T'es oublié. T'es,
so
t'es limité. You're limited by
the level you're at.
Yes.
Today. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
So, like, we finished fourth today. On peut s'arracher les cheveux en disant zut, on aurait aimé être sur le podium ou peu importe, mais la réalité c'est que check, tu peux pas faire mieux, puis c'est ta limite pour aujourd'hui.
Oui.
Puis le seul truc que tu peux changer c'est en pratique. Alors en pratique on va essayer d'encore pousser le bouchon, faire du millage, et on verra après à l'autre compétition qu'est-ce qui va se passer.
You can tear your hair out and say, damn, we would have loved to be on the podium, but the truth is, you can't do better than this. This is your limit right now. All you can do is change things in practice. So in practice, we're going to try and push the boundaries and get some mileage in. We'll see what happens at the other competition.
What is it that you'll be focusing on in practice then, in the run-up? Because it's Skate Canada that we see you at.
Yeah, in a week. So yeah, we
so
don't have much time.
So in this short week, what will you be focusing on?
We don't know. We don't know yet, I guess. And the technical stuff, we have to look at our results, like the detailed sheet. But yeah, we're gonna have to, because we have only 1 week,
yeah.
So it's gonna be like maintenance and some like we're gonna try to get some improvement, but at some little places, at some little details, because we cannot try to do too much improvement.
Yeah, if we do too much in a week, we'll just like being more stressed. So just
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it calmly.
Yeah, that sounds sensible.
How do you feel about your performance today versus Lombardia?
Well, as I said, like Lombardia, we felt so much pressure, very stressed, and I didn't feel very ready for this one.
Mm.
We didn't do lots of runs before going and stuff, so this one we made a plan and we did our run through every day, and so I felt more ready,
mm-hmm.
So less stress.
Okay.
I could more enjoy the competition.
Sure,
yeah.
sure. Peace of mind.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a bit about your programs this season and how you chose them, who you worked with, what the process was like?
Okay. Well, for the short dance, we had a lot of trouble choosing the music. We started with another music. We even did, like, we cut the music. We started a choreography and we were like, no, that's too junior. So we changed completely and find this one. And we enjoy it. Especially like Zach really looks like the
yeah.
guy from the movie,
mm-hmm.
So that's very cool. And so it's the free.
The free dance is Bohemian Rhapsody. Again, we tried a lot of different music, and our coach said like Bohemian Rhapsody is gonna work for you guys. Like some people might actually take it, like because it's like a famous piece of music
sure.
and everything. But he said like it's gonna fit you. Like pretty well, so we took it, and I think it was a good choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
you've got very fancy costumes
this
year.
Yes, I'm really happy about that costume.
how did you design them? Did you have any input?
Well, the short program, I really wanted my costume to look like Bernardo, like the beginning of the movie, because
mm-hmm.
in my opinion, if you do West Side Story, you gotta have the same costume as. sure. as the movie.
A homage.
Yes. So for that, that's what happened in the short. In the free, I don't know. I looked at some picture of Queen, and I talked with the guy who was making the costume. I said, okay, I want thunder here, some details that so when people see me, they see that, okay, he's gonna do Queen. Yes.
Yeah, sure.
So yeah.
Okay. I saw the flash and I thought it would be Flash Gordon.
Well, you know what? That's because of the circle.
Yeah,
if there was
yeah.
no circle, only the thunder, it will be easier. But this circle, I might take it off because of that reason.
Okay.
Because you're not the only one who said that.
I
it's
see.
A Flash program.
I'm sorry. So we'll see by Ross Telecom then.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, what was the first song that you considered for the rhythm?
Hairspray.
Dance?
Which is still a good choice. I still want to skate on that music.
It's a fun music.
I really liked it.
At the beginning, I was kind of sad we didn't take it, but
actually we didn't take it because we didn't find rhythm for the fin step.
Sure.
That's the main reason. And then we didn't want to mix up Broadway's because then it will kind of destroy the theme of the short dance or rhythmic dance, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why we changed.
Yeah.
Are you Broadway fans in general, or
not me?
Not really.
I never really like musicals.
She doesn't like musicals.
No, but I watch West Side Story, and yeah.
She thinks it's not realistic.
Yeah.
That people
dance
and fight.
When there's a drama and you start singing, or you want to stab the guy and you do this, I think it's not my type of movie. But I enjoy skating into it.
What's your genre of choice then, musically?
Music?
Yeah.
Not classical, but from radio.
Okay.
It's just
like
pop, yeah, exactly.
Fun stuff.
Yeah. But I like all kind of music. Yeah.
And for dancing? What kind of dance do you watch to get inspired for your skating?
I watch the team that we train with.
Okay, sure.
I watch especially them.
Okay.
You can watch them live because you're training with them, so it's very inspiring to see on the ice right now.
So you've been training at Gedwa, I don't know if I'm still allowed to call it that, for
I am. Ice
five
Academy.
Years?
Yeah.
5 years,
I
that's
think
the
it's
fifth,
our
years.
Fifth
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
That's the fifth year.
What's it been like? So many new teams have started to join recently. What's it been like? Is the atmosphere changing? What's it been like to grow up there? I guess you're one of the...
A lot of team came, so the coaches are really busy, but they still do a really good job of balancing the coaching between all the couples, because we're almost more than 20.
Yeah,
and that's a lot. But the thing with this school is that you're kind of, it's not like you're on your own, but the coaches are here to help you on the ice. They do an amazing job, but at the same time they let you handle your career, and this is why it's a good school at the senior level, because they don't organize all your schedule. You got to take care of your schedule, and then you say it to them, and then they do the on ice part. So people say there's a lot of team there, it might be not a good idea, but it's not true, because by handling your career you become more mature.
Sure.
And yeah, after you, the coach are there for you to help you on the ice, and it works pretty well.
There are results coming out of the school, so clearly.
Yes.
You said you watch the other teams a lot. Is there a particular team at Gedwa that you're like, I like what they do, I want to do more of that, or?
Maddie and Evan, they have a lot of qualities.
They're short.
Yes.
Very good, and... I love watching all the couples, even the junior. It's very inspiring to see how great they are becoming. But of course, Gabi and Guillaume, world champions, it's always very inspiring to watch them do a full program. You're just stopping training and watch a little. But all of them, I love watching all of them.
Gotcha. Zachary, you're an accomplished classical pianist.
Yeah.
Are you still gonna, keep that up alongside the skating? I saw you'd competed in music contests as well. Are you still gonna keep doing that?
That's the goal. Over the past year, last year I didn't do so much, because 2 years before I did one competition. It took a lot of energy.
Sure.
it's really hard, you know, because like you go skate, you come back home, and then you do like 4 hours of piano, and then you go to sleep, and then you wake up, you go to school, and then you do skating, and then you go again to piano.
Yeah.
So, but it keeps the brain working, and that's a good thing. It helps for everything I do. This year I want to compete. Like, we're planning to do some competitions.
Okay.
We just finished choosing the program. And yeah, we'll see what's gonna happen. Maybe university, I don't know. We'll see what's gonna happen.
Do you think it informs your skating, sort of your relationship to the music and?
Yes. Like it helps, like understanding like some nuance, some
mm-hmm.
contrast of the music, and mainly I think for the like the body language expression, it kind of helps.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah,
because
sure.
you feel it more, maybe not like the facial expression, but body language, I feel like it helps a lot.
I'm also wondering, so often, even when you see skaters, like, quote which music they're using, they'll just give you the piece, right? But especially in classical music,
uh-huh.
it can change so much from musician to musician, what the piece sounds like, what it feels like.
Okay.
Do you think, as a musician yourself, do you think enough attention is paid to that?
Oh, you mean like who is actually playing
yeah.
the...
and whether that matters.
It's a good question. Yes, I think that people should give more importance to that, 100%. Because, okay, for example, we take a piece from Rachmaninoff, okay, but the guy who played it, he plays it like his own way, you know?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, he's the one playing it, you know? So I think it's a good idea. People should say, I don't know, for example, okay, I will skate on Rachmaninoff played by whoever it is. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
We'll do this.
Nice.
Yes, it's a good idea.
The change you want to see in the world.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, Marjorie, you're a great travel fan, you've mentioned.
Yes, I love to travel.
Do you want to tell us where you want to go next? What's the plan?
Like on vacation?
Yeah.
Oh, that I don't know, because we never really know in advance when we're gonna have like a week off or.
Oh, okay,
like.
Fine.
But I enjoy doing competition, so when I have time off, I can visit around, not just stay in my hotel, because my parents are often coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, let's go visit. I want to know where I am, the culture of the country we are in, and I enjoy.
Sure. Is there anything, so I guess Russia, is there
yeah.
anything in particular you're going to try and visit while you're there or see?
Of course I will visit for sure, but I don't know yet what, because like I don't know Russia at all, so I'll ask people where should I go, and for sure I will.
Is that the kind of traveler you are? You sort of arrive in the place and then you sort of try to experience it as it comes, or are you a meticulous planner?
It depends. If I know the place, then I'll plan.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know, well, I don't care what I'm looking at. I just want to know where I am. So it's the first time I'm going to go to Russia. So I'll just visit around and feel like I'm in Russia.
Sure. Any sort of, what's a place that's left a really strong impression on you so far that you've been to?
I'll say Croatia, because this is where, well, okay, it's a pretty place. And I stayed there longer after our Grand Prix. I could visit, and it was very beautiful, but especially because we won there our first Grand Prix and Junior World, so
okay,
it's just a special place.
Yeah, so much sentimental value.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. One last thing, Marjorie, you organized a benefit called Patinage Atypique, so
mm-hmm.
atypical skating, which seemed like a wonderful cause. I was just hoping you could tell us a bit more about it.
Okay, I did it for the first time last year, the 2nd of April. This is Autism Day. So it's to raise money for autism, especially family that don't really have enough money to take, it's weird to say, but like a break, because
sure.
it's really tiring to always have an autism person in your family, because you want to take care of him and they take a lot of place in your life. So having like a weekend off with the money we raise, it's very, very beneficial for like everyone around. So yeah, I'm organizing this with a lot of skaters, and almost everyone that I asked said yes, from Gadbois, so that was really, really nice.
Awesome. So you're going to keep doing it every
year? Yeah, next year, 2nd of April again, I'll do it.
Okay.
Sure.
Canadian listeners, be on the lookout for tickets.
Yes, thank you.
Fabulous. And then, so one last question. Zachary has come with his little pot of yerba mate. I have heard that you're trying to convince every other skater to take it up as well. Have you had any success so far?
Anthony Ponomarenko made the switch.
Very good. One down, how many to go?
Well, the next target is Trent Michaud in Paris.
Gotcha.
From Canada, and he's just waiting for me to buy a kit for him. And
okay.
When I'm going to do it, well, he's gonna make the switch too.
Okay.
So
so you provide the kits. So there's a lot of incentive there.
He should
well,
be
like,
a
he, I provide it, but they give me something back. I don't know what is it, but he will give me something back for that.
What about you, Marjorie? Are you converted?
Oh, no, I tried it and I didn't like it at all. So.
But there's like
no.
flavors, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, maybe if I try other flavors, but I love coffee so much.
Okay.
And it's like the same point, like
yeah,
caffeine.
Purpose, yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Perfect. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you at Skate Canada. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.